Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wrestle, hard.
Welcome back to Mindset Monday. I'm Gene Zanetti, brother Jeff Zanetti, your coast-to-coast mindset coaches from Wrestling Mindset. Wrestling Mindset is a wrestling-specific sports psychology company. We help wrestlers and teams overcome their mental blocks and win. That's what we do. We help you win. But in order to do that, you have to overcome what's holding you back. And mental blocks tend to hold people back. Any struggle that you're dealing with, whether it be being a practice room wrestler, not having the killer instinct, not being aggressive enough, relationships with your coaches, your parents, that's ultimately mindset. That's ultimately a mental block. When you remove that, that's how you learn how to fly to your potential.
So I'm wrestling the best guy in the state next week. Everyone says he's unbeatable. He or she is ranked first in the state. I've never beat somebody who's ranked first in the state. How can I do it? Can it be done? Why don't you start us with some basic logic here?
How to overcome the upset of a lifetime. How to pull off the greatest upset of a lifetime. Can you do it? Yes. Well, back in the 72 Olympics, Frank Gifford, the Giants great, I believe football Hall of Famer, the announcer asked Ben Peterson, he said, there's a feeling here in Munich that if Dan Gable was not competing, the United States would have zero gold medals. And Ben Peterson said,
they all can be beat. Our dad's been telling us that for years. Very simple. And then that goes into logic. What's the logical reasoning for that?
The logic is that all men and women are mortals. Dan Gable is a man. Therefore, Dan Gable is mortal. As basic as it sounds, that's deductive logic at its best. Not at its best, that's just deductive logic straight up. A proposition is either sound or it's unsound. And that is a sound argument. That means it's necessarily true. If the premises are true, the conclusion naturally follows. All men are mortals. What do they say in the movie Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger? If it bleeds, you could kill it. So you look around at your opponents. I'm sure if they fall, they scrape their knee. Not that we were ever wishing this on anyone. They bleed. So if they're men or women, they're mortals. And if your opponent is a man or a woman, that means they're immortal. That means amortal, not immortal. And that means they can be killed. They can be beat. So anyone can be beat. You have to know that. That's a logical principle. And don't forget it. A lot of times we do forget it.
That's right. So we can't put them on a pedestal. They breathe the same air. They bleed the same blood, relatively. Right? So they can be beat. So let's go into it. The five ways to pull off an upset. Number one, you have to have blatant disregard for rankings. So the person's ranked one. We can't give a darn about that.
Yeah, think about some of the guys that we looked up to growing up, even at the local level, whether it be, you know, at the county level and then at the state level and then at the national level. The one thing all the guys have in common that pulled off the big upset is they really didn't care about rankings and they didn't care who the other person was. There's that great, I think about the Austin DeSanto clip that they have of him and Spencer Lee when they were in college, in high school and competing against each other. Spencer Lee, multiple time world champ, 3-time state champ, undefeated. And he tech-falled Austin DeSanto in the state finals as a junior. you know, and it really looked like DeSanto just didn't care. And now, does that mean he's definitely going to beat Spencer Lee? No. And if they wrestled 10 times, how many times does he beat him? You know, I don't know. We'll never know. But the point is, you're capable of beating the person if you have the attitude where I don't care about beating you. It's not so much I can guarantee I'm going to win. A lot of people confuse confidence thinking, I guarantee myself, I know for sure I'm going to win. That's not what it is. It's I know that I'm capable of winning. Even if I have to wrestle my best match, I am capable of winning.
Yep. So you just can't, it's a big mental struggle. It's a big mental challenge. It's a hurdle you have to overcome. We have to have a blatant disregard for rankings. It's good for fans. It's good for, you know, it's good for the sport to build it up. But at the end of the day, if you're a competitor, you cannot care about that. You have to train yourself to not care about the rankings. That is imperative if you want to get to the next level. And it was, who was the coach from South Brunswick, Coach Dougherty. He said that if you want to make a name for yourself, you have to beat somebody who has a name, right? So anyone who has a name in wrestling, they did it by beating somebody else who had a name in the sport. So right. Rankings, good for the sport, bad for the individual. We got to focus on just doing what we need to do to be successful, which brings us to number two, hope. We have to have hope that we can pull off the big upset. And one of the big ways we do that is by finding success examples, finding other people who it seemed like they had no chance of winning, but they won. You know, you think about Larry Owings over Dan Gable. You know, all right, that was many years ago now, but it's still something that resonates with most wrestlers. You think of, like Gene just spoke about, Spencer Lee losing to Austin DeSanto. He teched him the year before, right? And it just, I mean, these things happen all the time. You know, if you dig into the local level, every day there's some kind of big upset. There's no doubt about it. And if it's not in wrestling, it's in another sport. So hope, we have to find other examples of people who have pulled off an upset. And you start to see that it happens. It happens regularly.
Right. The word hope means hear other people's experiences. That's the acronym. Hear other people's experiences. And that's how you get hope in anything you're trying to overcome. If you were trying to overcome depression or anxiety, you'd think of other people who've had depression or anxiety, who've overcome that, whether it was an eating disorder, whether it's passing a certain class, writing a 10-page paper, asking someone out on a date. You hear other people's experiences. You see other people have done it. I can do it too. Bouncing back from an injury, it's no different when it comes to pulling off the big upset. There's other people who have done it. Again, and giving shout out where it's due to a guy like Spencer Lee or Dan Gable, there's no way they would be the prohibitive favorite if they didn't have that attitude where they themselves have a clear and blatant disregard for records, ranking, seedings, and predictions. And like you said about Coach Dougherty, is that he said, only guys get a name for themselves by beating someone with a name. So you tend to look at someone like Spencer Lee or Dan Gable and say they were always the prohibitive favorite. No, Spencer Lee, there was a point in time where Spencer Lee pulled off a big upset, which made him Spencer Lee. There was a point in time where Dan Gable, you know, maybe you have to go really far back, but there was a point in time where each and every really good wrestler had to pull off the David and Goliath upset. So if you're trying to be at the top, that's going to be something that's just part of your path. You're going to do it at some point in time. So just know that you don't get to the top without pulling off a very big upset at some point in time. Just don't be surprised when you do it.
And what was the Bible reading of the day? The first reading yesterday at Mass. I was going through the readings last night before I went to sleep. The first reading, Samuel 17, I believe it is, right? David and Goliath. It was the first reading yesterday at Mass, and I was going through the readings, and it was David versus Goliath. So that would be another thing for hope. Don't believe you could pull off the big upset. Go crack open your Bible. Read David and Goliath. Read that about 1,000 times.
Right. My son knows it well. We go through it. On this day, the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down so that all on earth know that there is a God in Israel. And my son will say this. And David reached into his pocket and pulled out a stone, and he slung it, and he struck the Philistine in the head, and he fell. So you got to believe it. So start telling your kids that at a young age. Start reminding yourself that over and over. You know, I know I'm going backwards a little bit here, but I think about what we were talking about the other day preparing for this. The Zane train, when Zane Rutherford beat Logan Stieber and it went in his freshman year of college. I know we're going a few years back now, but You look at that. Zane Rutherford beat Logan Stieber in college. A lot of you say, oh, yeah, so what? It's Zane Rutherford. Okay, let's bring you back. Logan Stieber is a three-time NCAA champion already. He's a senior. He beat Jordan Oliver in the NCAA finals like 2 years ago. It's Zane Rutherford's first dual meet of the season, the first dual meet, period, in college. And he's going up against that. Logan Stieber is an eventual world champion. First home dual meet, packed house at Penn State at Rec Hall. And he goes out and beats Logan Stieber in overtime. It was a massive upset at the time. You think about Ed Ruth. He had those upsets earlier in his career where he beat those guys, where he became the big favorite. All those hammers from Penn State. So and anywhere else, they're going to have a big upset somewhere along the line in their career. It's going to happen.
That's right. So number three, we touched on it before, but number three is confidence. If you're going to pull off a big upset, you have to have confidence, right? We can't have massive struggles with confidence and get it done at a high level. Now, I think that really means believing that you deserve to win. You have to believe that you deserve to win the match. It's really hard to win any match if you don't believe you deserve it, right? But then it begs the question, well, do you have to know that you're going to win? Right? Confidence isn't necessarily, I know that I'm going to win. That would be good, the supreme confidence. What do you think, Gene? Do you need to know that you're going to win to pull off the big upset?
No, and that's a massive misconception with confidence. A lot of you have this in your head right now where you say, I have to know for certain that I'm going to win. That's just not true. There's countless examples of people who went out there thinking that they were probably going to lose that still were able to win. Here's the nuance. Here's the distinction. You need to believe. This is what you need. You need to believe you're capable of winning, even if it means you have to wrestle your best match. There has to be a flicker of hope where you say, I know I am capable of winning. That doesn't mean lip service. Really believing you're capable of winning, which we'll get into, I'm sure, in the next numbers that we're doing. And then two, you have to believe there's a chance. You're capable of winning. You can do it. So if you don't have it, it's not going to happen. You got to believe you're capable.
A quick break from today's podcast. Wrestling season is here. Wrestling Mindset is the number one wrestling-specific program anywhere in the world. This season, make sure to work with a Wrestling Mindset coach to get the mental edge so that you can build confidence, stay motivated, and bring out your best when it means the most. Wrestling Mindset works with hundreds of wrestlers and teams each year. We have a special offer this season for our podcast listeners. Go to our website at WrestlingMindset.com, click on the free trial session, type your name and information. In the last section, you'll see additional information. Type in podcast discount. Wrestlers will receive a $100 discount and teams will have a $200 discount for any team program. Again, go to WrestlingMindset.com, click on the free trial session, type in podcast discount under additional information. Wrestlers will receive a $100 discount in their first month and teams will receive a $200 discount in any team program. Get the mental edge today. Now back to our podcast.
That's right. Which brings us to number four. You have to be calm and relaxed, right? It's going to be very difficult. I don't want to say impossible. Very, very difficult to pull off a massive upset if we can't manage our nerves well, right? If we get too nervous, if we're not calm, if we're not relaxed before we compete, it's going to be really difficult because you go back to that inverted U curve that we talked about a couple weeks ago, that at a certain point, nerves are good. And then they start to hurt your performance as you get too nervous, right? So if we're getting too nervous, which we know affects our performance in a negative way, it's going to be tough to beat somebody who's really, really good, right? It's difficult to wrestle our best if we're getting too nervous. It's a simple thing. So to pull off an upset, you know, maybe a plug for mindset training, but you have to be able to stay calm and relaxed during the competition, before the match, and during the match.
Right. It hit me now what I was trying to say before because I stumbled on the 2 points. You have to believe you're capable of winning and you have to believe you deserve to win. Okay. Those are two separate things. I'm capable of winning. It doesn't mean you know you're going to win. I'm capable of winning and I deserve to win. Those are two distinct points that is going to take work on your confidence. So tying it into what you're saying here about being relaxed, you're not going to be relaxed. And tying back to the last point, you're not going to be confident if you haven't built that over time. So it's going to come partially with your work ethic. Like every great wrestler says, I know I outworked my opponent. They believe they deserve to win, right? And being capable. Do you really deep down believe you're capable? That's where you actually need the direct mindset exercises to build confidence. You need direct mindset exercises to keep you in the present moment and help you relax under pressure. So some people might have some of these tools a little bit here, a little bit there. If you're going through our wrestling mindset program, again, this is proven over time. You are going to have all of these tools, and you'll be able to call upon them not only in wrestling, but in school, your social relationships, your business in the future, and life. So work on it. Build up your mindset toolbox. Most people don't know how to do it. That's where we come in. We're happy to help you do it.
That's right. Number five, to pull off the big upset, you have to be able to focus on the right things, right? That's a really important piece here. Focusing on the right things, which is really what the predator versus prey mindset is all about, making sure we're focusing on the things that we can control. But to dig into that maybe a little bit more specifically, it's focusing on what we're good at. If we go into a match against a really good opponent and the whole time we're thinking, you know, watch his headlock, watch his headlock, watch his headlock, two things are probably going to happen. Number one, we get headlocked because all your unconscious mind hears is headlock, 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 right? Or two, I'm watching his headlock so much where he's able to attack my legs very easily and get a takedown. Or I guess three, you just don't have enough offense because you're thinking about his offense the whole time, right? So we have to be focusing on the right things. And what that really means is focusing on what we're good at. Where do we have a competitive advantage, right? There's no opponent that has an absolute advantage in every position. You know, it's ridiculous. Even you look at the best guys, Jordan Burroughs, Kyle Snyder, Saj Ilyev, Kyle Dake, Spencer Lee, they're not the best in every little single position in wrestling. That's crazy. There's just way too much going on in wrestling, but they know where they're really good and they get there very frequently, right? So it's got to be about, what are we focusing on? If we're going to pull off a big upset, we need to know, what are we good at? We need to know where we're good, and we need to bring the match there as much as possible in that bout.
Right. You think Ben Askren is a great example of that. Bring the man where he's uncomfortable. Take your opponent to where your opponent's uncomfortable, and you are very comfortable. All the greats do that. You know this intuitively. Think about it. If Mike Tyson broke into your house, hypothetically, are you going to try a slugfest with him? Are you going to stand toe-to-toe, or do you think, you know, maybe you're going to bring him down to the ground and try to wrestle him? So it's common sense, but just think about that. Now you break that down into a local level, a match. Where you're going up against an opponent, whoever they might be, you're good in certain places. Bring them there. If you're more of a, you know, that's the great thing about wrestling. There's so many different ways to win. Some guys are really funky and scramblers. Do that. Scramble with the guy. Create scramble situations. If you're a cardio guy, like we were, if nothing else, we were grinders in that sense. Take the match into deep waters. Have a really high pace. And get them tired and you're able to, you know, break them down at the end. If you're really strong, you need to use your strength to your advantage. So know where you're good, and all the greats know where they're good. So do that. That's something that goes along with how we were just planning in business ourselves last night. We're saying, you got to know where you're good. And if you want to have a successful business, you got to know where you're good. You got to do it often. If you want to be successful in your career, if you want to be successful in wrestling, know where you're good. Of course, work on your weaknesses. Mindset could be a major weakness. We all have mindset issues in different spots. Work on it, improve it. Don't stop mindset training until you're done with wrestling. That would be like stopping strength training before you were done wrestling. But improve it and know where you're good and stay there. Keep bringing yourself there.
That's right. So I'll recap the five ways to pull off the upset. Number one, have a blatant disregard for rankings. Number two, hope, hearing other people's experiences, having success examples that you know. Number three is having confidence, which what do we say? You deserve to win. You believe that you deserve to win, and you believe that you're capable of winning. Number four, you're calm and relaxed. We don't get too nervous. And number five, focusing on the right things. So we got to go into, you talked a little bit about business. We got a couple things we got to bring up in terms of what we're looking for, franchise partners, one-on-one training. Give us the rundown on that.
We're expanding. We have over 80 mindset coaches, about 80 mindset coaches across the country. We want more. We're looking for featured presenters. We're looking for people out there who are passionate about mindset, people who understand the importance of a wrestling-specific sports psychology, who are willing to speak at wrestling clubs and to teams and at coaches' conventions. So we're looking for a very specific person, but we are hiring. We're looking to bring you in to be part of our team, our Wrestling Mindset family. Again, we have some of the best coaches, some of the best mental coaches, and some of the best people out there. If you're interested in joining our team, make sure you click the – well, Jeff, how do they get a hold of that?
You're going to email us directly. So I'll put our email address in the show notes. It's just mindset@wrestlingmindset.com. So make sure you email us, mindset@wrestlingmindset.com, and let us know that you're interested in becoming a Wrestling Mindset franchise partner.
Right. And just a couple good points. If mindset or sports psychology is something that you don't 100% believe in, just don't apply. If you don't think you're capable of being a superstar salesperson, don't apply. That's also another thing, because again, it's relying on being able to make sales. It's part of the business. If you're not a go-getter, a hustler, that's what we're looking for. We want people who are hustlers and go-getters, people who are looking to be self-made out there. So we have a system that's been proven. It's tried and true. But we need people who are looking to hustle and go out there and get business. So just like in wrestling, if I was creating a team, if I'm the Iowa wrestling coach, and I say, hey, look, if you're a defensive wrestler, don't come here, because that's not for you. That's not Iowa wrestling. Well, it's along with that with our business. If you're more of a passive sit-back person, this is probably not going to be for you. You need to be the type of person that picks up the call. Your instinct is to pick up the phone, text message, and get out there and make it happen. So you see all of our mindset coaches, they're incredibly aggressive. And yeah, there's one aspect of that. You might look at that and say, oh, well, you know, is that salesy? Is that too much to the business? No, our mindset, our the people that work with us at Wrestling Mindset are extremely caring about their clients. And they go out of their way to make sure their clients and the parents get the best service and all the help that they need. So aggressiveness right across the board is important. We have aggressive mindset coaches who will do anything to help their athletes succeed and to be better people, most importantly. So if that sounds like you, if that sounds like something you're interested in, if you know a friend who's looking for work, I know during these times in COVID, it's crazy. A lot of people are unjustly losing their jobs and things of that nature. This is a great thing. Side hustle. Look at it like that. Eventually, we would like some of you to be full-time. Realistically, that's probably not going to happen for about 3 years. But right now, this would be a great side hustle. You could make money. And most importantly, you could help a lot of people. And that's been the greatest joy of this. Not only have we developed athletes to being state champs, national champs, but we've helped save relationships between athletes and parents. We've helped coaches deal with, you know, crazy situations with parents. We've helped, you know, coaches have a happier, easier road with dealing with their athletes. We've helped athletes in their relationships, overcoming major fears and phobias they've had in their life. We've seen them get into great schools, military academy, Ivy League, or being the first person in their family that went to college. So it's just a tremendous thing. You could really help a lot of people as a wrestling mindset coach. We're number one in our field. We're the very best at what we do. It's because we have a great system, and it's because we have great people. And if that sounds like what you want to do, we'd ask you to email us. Reach out. We're not going to chase you. You got to come to us.
That's right. Last thing, one-on-one training. We got dozens of people signing up each week at this time of the year. Postcards hit the mailboxes this week. So just a reminder that from now until the end of February, there's $100 off. So if you sign up for a one-on-one training, $100 off in the first month if you sign up before the end of February. So basically during the season. We'll link that below, one-on-one mindset training.
Yeah, every time we're checking our inbox, it seems like these more and more clients are coming in, but they know it's important. And the key is, the one point I will say with that is, don't be one of those parents that signs your kid up now in January and then drops off the program in March. That makes no sense. That's like starting strength training, and then the entire off season, they're not going to work on their strength. It's laughable. So be in it for the long haul. These are skills for life, but it takes time. If you were on a weightlifting program and you dropped off the weightlifting program, we know that in a week and a half, this is empirical, a week and a half, you lose 15% of your strength. It's a big hit. Think, and what does that mean? Where did you get that 15% strength? It was those last extra reps that you were grinding out, those cheat reps, the assisted reps where you were spotted, where you were dead tired. You lost those reps. You don't lose the first couple reps. You lost the last ones that were the hardest to gain. So it's the same thing with mindset. There's new challenges every year. There's new challenges every month. There's new challenges every day. Look at Simone Biles. I mean, you know, clear favorite in the Olympics, has techniques that were named after her. And even she choked. And you know, we're not taking anything away from her. She's great at what she does. Again, she had to have those mindset components just to get there. The point is, it could slip at any time. So let us help you with that. And again, our mindset coaches are the best at what they do. So whether it's wrestling, business, sports, school, or life, mindset makes the difference. Have a great day.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.